Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Hello, and welcome to the broadcast. I just watched a YouTube video in which famous comedian Jerry Seinfeld took his perhaps equally famous comedian friend Michael Richards, who played Kramer on the long-running series Seinfeld, out for coffee. And the camera crews covered their journey in a beat-up VW bus and their conversation in the coffee house. And after things were funny for a while, eventually things turned kind of serious. And it was very touching to see Michael Richards confess that he wasn't just trying to be funny that night that he said such hurtful things to one man who heckled him from the audience. He confessed that he was being selfish instead of selfless, and that he had actually snapped and lashed out in saying things that he shouldn't have said. And it was mentioned during part of the conversation afterward, Jerry asked him if he had been doing any sets, if he had been working as a comedian. And Michael Richards said that he really broke down because of that event and that he hadn't been working. He was really humbled and shattered by his personal failure. And Jerry encouraged him to say, "I've carried this baggage long enough." And they didn't mention at that point, but I think it's been something like 7 years. But the message that Jerry gave encouraging his friend was to set aside that baggage and move on. And the statement was made that only you can make that decision. It was interesting as I read the comments under the YouTube video how deeply embroiled and how venomous the comments were. Several people commented that they wished folks could simply forgive Michael Richards for his one-time lapse of judgment and allow him to move on with his life. In that regard, I want to play a song for you by Phillips, Craig, and Dean entitled "When Grace Walks In." This is from their project entitled Fearless.
With arms wide open to tell you soon. It's not over. It's not over. This is a moment. Grace walks in.
So often, our personal efforts to try to redeem ourselves from terrible mistakes, sins, crimes of the past fail because we are striving to find the strength within ourselves and a strength that comes from ourselves. And the interesting conundrum here is that when you get God to help you, the strength comes from within, but the strength doesn't come from you. It's coming from God, who's giving you the strength within. There may be someone out there who, like a dear friend of mine, is dealing with a terrible situation in which you've been falsely accused, and the pressure and the relentless prosecution of the situation causes despair, and you realize there's nowhere to turn but to God. There may be also someone listening who is not fighting against lies that have been lobbied against you, but rather just simply dealing with the fact that you're actually guilty of those mistakes, those sins, or those crimes. And you also have realized there is no strength within, and there is no help without, and there is nowhere to turn but God. The good news that I have for you today is that you can turn to God, and when God provides help to you, it is a change that He works from the inside out. Upon allowing Him to fill you with His Spirit, He literally redeems and regenerates you. He literally changes your want-tos. He absolutely works a change that causes you to become a different person. And eventually, these changes will help you to navigate through the confused spaghetti mess of flawed logic and miscommunications and terrible circumstances that are stacked against you. It may take some time, and just because you get square with God doesn't mean you're square with people that you've hurt, or square with the state, so to speak, if you have committed crimes against the state. But eventually, whether or not you have to suffer any particular punishment for your acts, you will find that eternity is a very long time, and you're well worth it to go ahead and get right with God and begin the process of getting ready for eternity. And so to that end, I want to play another song, also from the project Fearless by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. And this one is entitled From the Inside Out.
Stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And my heart and my soul, will I give you control? Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace, to love you from the inside out. Remains the art of losing. give you control and consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my
It is a sobering thing to realize that you lack the strength to make yourself the better person that you long to be. It is a sobering fact, but it is the reality. But there is good news. You can find in the Lord Jesus Christ the strength that you lack. You can find strength in Him to make the needed changes to become the better person that you long to be. And this is really a key doctrine in the Scripture. The Scriptures contrast salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ with a false doctrine of salvation by good works. Shockingly, when people are asked on the street about whether or not they think they're going to make it to heaven, and actually several interviewers have done this kind of thing, and you can watch the videos of it and read their reports, so many people, when asked on the street, do you believe in heaven? Yes. Do you think you're going to go there? Yes. I'm a pretty good person. The logic is, you know, I've never shot anybody. I don't cheat on my taxes. I don't cheat on my wife. I'm a pretty good person. And you can watch as the interviewer will begin to ask, have you ever told a lie? Oh, yeah, all the time. Have you ever stolen anything? Well, yes. And on the list goes until eventually the interviewer helps the person to realize, hey, wait a minute, I've broken quite a lot of God's commandments. I'm pretty far short of perfection. And the truth of the matter is that all of us have sinned. In fact, the Scriptures emphatically declare this. Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, wrote to the church in Rome that all have sinned. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so when we begin to realize how utterly inadequate we are, how utterly broken we are, it is a terrible, discouraging, and depressing realization, but it is a realization based in an honest, realistic assessment of oneself, and that is an aha moment. It is a moment in which you begin to realize, if I can't fix myself, I need a Savior. So I want to encourage you to let go of the false doctrine of thinking, well, I'm not perfect, but who is? And don't my good works balance off my bad works? Don't the good things that I do make up for the bad things that I do? Nobody will get to heaven that way. Not a single person. The Lord Jesus said that no man cometh unto the Father except by me. In other words, there's no way to God except through the man, Christ Jesus. And so as you begin to realize your need of a Savior, you would be wise to realize the Lord Jesus Christ is that Savior. He's not only that prophet who will teach you, He is that Messiah who will save you. When it all comes down to where eternity is riding on the line and your very soul is at stake, it would be very advisable to not be counting on yourself or on your own good works to save you. You'd better realize, I'm counting on God. Speaking of which, this next song by Phillips Craig and Dean is titled Just That, Counting on God. This one also comes from their project entitled Fearless.
Ooh. all of Christ in me, the mystery that sets me free. I'm nothing like I used to be. Just open up your eyes. The miracle of Christ in me, the mystery that sets me free.
Counting on God sometimes means waiting on God, and that patience is how we possess our souls, the scripture says. However, the scriptures also teach us that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. It seems very likely, given some research, that this verse is meaning that God's kingdom is not for people who are lazy and just want to sit back and hope God comes to them, but rather to those who desire a relationship with Him so deeply that they are willing to sacrifice and press their way forcefully into the kingdom. Now, the interesting dichotomy here is you have people that don't deserve to be in the kingdom being honored by God because they wanted to be in the kingdom so badly that they pressed their way in where they had no right to be. Let me mention to you just a few biblical examples in which God used people who had flaws, cracked pots, so to speak. The prophet Elijah was bipolar and sometimes had a death wish. The apostle Peter was a coward at times, until changed by the Holy Ghost. The patriarch Jacob was a deceiver until he wrestled with God and had his name and nature changed as God did a quick surgery on him. Rahab the harlot, well, harlot is an old word for prostitute, yet she's counted in the bloodline of Jesus Christ because she sided with God and God's people instead of her own polytheistic, ungodly people. Samson was a womanizer and lost out with God, but was received back into grace and in his death took out more of the enemy than he did in his prior life. Moses was a murderer who, running from God and running from his own problems, spent decades on the backside of the desert and naturally suffered with a severe self-esteem problem. David, the great shepherd king who was a man after God's own heart, eventually was revealed to be an adulterer and a murderer. Yet in his repentance, God took him back. The Samaritan woman at the well brought her entire village out to meet Jesus. But remember, she was divorced a lot, and in fact was shacked up at the time when she met Jesus. And so, in your efforts to push into the kingdom, at times you will have to give it everything you've got to push past your own flaws, to push past your own mistakes, to push past your own carnal nature and flawed character that's trying to keep you in the wrong path and keep you out of the way. There is good news, though. You may feel like that God is simply sitting back passively waiting for you to get to Him, but the truth of the matter is that He loves you so deeply that he can't stand for there to be any distance between you and him. He is straining at every nerve to help you get to him. In fact, he is spanning the distance by his death on the cross and by his love expressed to you. Why don't you accept his offer of salvation, receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and be baptized in the name of Jesus? Living a repentant life for him is where true joy and peace is. This last song by Phillips, Craig, and Dean is also from their project entitled Fearless, and this song is named The Distance.
Broken up on a road that felt like freedom, a rebel headed anywhere but home. Adam's fall, repeated in a moment, a captive at the edge of Eden's door.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's broadcast and that you have enjoyed the music and that my words have perhaps found a home in your heart and have ministered to you in a time of need. Please join us again next time when we turn our hearts toward the Word of God and listen to His voice of truth. Until then, this is Pastor Doug Joseph saying, God bless you richly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.